Carl Massey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Interesting. I've just asked you about the Royal Tudor Air Force display team, and you've stepped me in another direction with regard to your particular job, which is what?
Yeah, so I'm not really in a position to talk in any great detail about the actual display team itself on the Tudor, but I can talk to you about the University of Birmingham Air Squadron.
Fantastic. Tell me about it.
So here we are, UBAS, obviously based at RAF Cosford, and we are one of 15 university air squadrons around the country. So obviously our sister services, they operate a similar university service unit to us. We recruit from local universities, hopefully the future talent of tomorrow, if you like. So the brightest and best, I'd like to think, would come and join our university air squadron from local universities, and then either go on to join the Royal Air Force or at least have a positive experience of their time with the unit, of, you know, their positive time that they can bring forward into whatever they do next. So whether that's, you know, politics, industry, medicine, at least look back favourably on defence, and hopefully along the way learn some skills and drills to set them up for their, you know, life in general, really. So leadership, adventurous training, teamwork, you know, that sort of companionship and esprit de corps.
Character building, basically.
Character building, esprit de corps, and really, you know, building those that foundation for what will hopefully be useful for them in their future lives.
Does Wolverhampton University fit into that program?
Yes, it does. Yeah, and we're happy to take we're happy to consider anybody from any of the sort of local universities. Really, obviously there are a few that we're affiliated with, but yeah, we will recruit at the beginning of the sort of next academic year, and then interview often quite a lot of candidates, and then we'll obviously select those that we think are most suited to the University Air Squadron.
What sort of people are you looking for then, if you're talking about sort of interviewing them before they actually are accepted?
Just people that we think, you know, will enjoy their time here, and that, you know, we feel that will add value to the unit. So from all backgrounds, from all different courses. It's not necessarily the case. I think some people think that we only are looking for people that are interested in flying. That's not the case. You know, we want to consider people from all backgrounds and all sorts of direction and focus, you know, in terms of where they want to go in terms of their career, and hopefully they can add value, and we can provide them with useful, like I say, training going forwards.
Guys and girls, obviously, but what sort of age group are we talking about?
Well, most people that we will recruit are freshers, you know, so they'll often be in their first year of university, and then people tend to spend 3 years with us on the unit. By exception, you know, we will consider people for a fourth year, depending if they're going to go on and do masters and things like that. But yeah, there's no particular bracket in terms of age, but most people tend to be in their first year at uni when they come to join us.
Well, they could basically be a part of the RAF, but in different areas of the RAF.
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll join as volunteer reserves. So, you know, once they're with us on the unit, we'll attest them as volunteers, and then so they, as you say, they're part of the reserve forces within the Royal Air Force.
Some of them are looking forward to flying Typhoons down the Mach Loop, no doubt F-35s as well, aren't they?
I'm sure they are, yeah. I'm still hoping that for that one day myself, but maybe I'm a bit too long in the tooth. No, absolutely, we will definitely see some future fast jet pilots come through the university air squadrons, you know, at some point, but not all of them will necessarily go on to do that or even want to. But yeah, absolutely, we do encourage our students to be involved in flying where possible, because obviously ultimately we are, you know, Royal Air Force unit, but it's not necessarily for everyone, and that's not a problem. You know, not everybody's expected to go on and be a pilot.
So where did your background come from then?
So I'm rotary, helicopters through and through, bit of a mixed bag. So yeah, Sea Kings, and then a bit of time on Apache on exchange with the Army Air Corps.
Chinook?
No, never flown the Chinook myself. Flown in it quite a lot, but never actually flown it. Instructed for a while at RAF Shawbury, and then here I am trying to learn how to fly a fixed wing, old dog, new tricks and all that.
Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge, yeah. They say the Grob Tutor is not necessarily a difficult aircraft to fly, but it's a difficult aircraft to fly well. So, yeah, I'm currently training to be an instructor. Hopefully I'll get that ticked off fairly soon, and I can get a bit more flying in.
What's the difference then in terms of handling a particular aircraft like that?
So this one, it's quite lightweight, so it's affected quite heavily by the wind, quite twitchy. So it's quite a challenge to get it to do what you want it to do when you want it to do it. So
how do you get around that problem, though?
A lot of time, a lot of
close blood, your eyes and wish.
Blood, sweat, and tears. No, I've been instructed by some fantastic instructors myself, getting me up to speed, and then hopefully I can some of what they've got can rub off on me one day.
But being part of the RAF and being part of the sort of structure within the RAF, I mean, you'd recommend it to anybody, I guess, if they were interested.
I absolutely do. I've enjoyed, and I really mean this, my whole service career. I don't regret a moment, and I would encourage anybody who's interested in a career in the Royal Air Force to consider that, because it certainly has for me been a fantastically rewarding experience, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
So how would people get in touch with your side of the organisation?
So we've got a Facebook page. You'll find is just Google University of Birmingham Air Squadron, and for anybody that is going to be at any future freshers fairs for local universities, you'll probably see us turn up with our recruiting campaign. Please feel free to contact us directly, or visit us online. I hope everybody has a good day, and thanks for speaking to me.